upside down. Last week we talked about it. In Sermon on the Plain, Jesus took the common knowledge of the day and asked people to look at it differently. He took the accepted practices and the unbreakable rules and asked folks to consider that causing harm while following those practices and those rules were contrary to why any of the practices existed in the first place. We talked about getting a new perspective. So let's continue that. This morning has some great verse nuggets. You know what? It's not necessarily about the specifics, the nuggets. Jesus was trying to communicate that it's more about the attitude. Notice people. People matter. Treat everyone as if they matter. Be generous and kind even when you don't feel like it. And not only with your friends and family, but also with the people you don't necessarily like. I think that sounds reasonable. Maybe you don't. But it also sounds kind of political. I wonder when the basic principles of Christianity, basic principles of humanity, started sounding political. Well, it's been longer than we think. They sounded political in Jesus' time. And I know today's culture is filled with build walls. America first, my power will not be questioned. My religious beliefs are more important than yours. We don't need to take care of the earth. And the media is the enemy. And that makes these basic tenets of decency sound like political statements. But they're reasonable things. Notice people. People matter. Treat everyone as if they matter. Be generous and kind even when you don't necessarily feel like it. And not only with your friends and family, but with people that you just don't like. So why don't we do that? We heard the answer to that question during the children's sermon. I don't know. Last week I asked folks to make a small change. It might help you see things from a different perspective. And accompany noticing that change with a prayer, like, God, please help me to see things from a new perspective. Or something like that. Think about it. How did it go? Need to do it again? Need to do it for the first time? Ready for another round? Not sure where to start. Last week was just too hard. You forgot about it because as soon as you leave church, the sermon goes away. That happens. Me too. Well, how about some additional ideas for how to get a different perspective? Like, and I'll do all these things right now. At least I'll try some of them. Cross your eyes. Jump up and down for a minute, or just once. Sing at the top of your lungs. We'll do that during the next tune. Read a book. When you're singing, take your hymnal and do it upside down. It's possible. You can do it. It's a different perspective, but you can read the words to the hymn. It helps if you know the words to the hymn, but you can do it. Or do it with your bulletin. I've done this to the ushers a few times when they come up for the offering. I hand them the words like that, and they have to read the prayer. Try and read the prayer of dedication today with your bulletin upside down. See if you can say it. Probably you can. Listen to music backwards. It doesn't make you hear the devil. Pet a dog. Pet a cat. Maybe establish a Facebook page if you don't have one. Maybe just get off Facebook. Maybe watch some more TV. Maybe turn off the TV. Read a book, read a magazine, read a comic book if you only read books or magazines. Listen to classical music. Listen to hip-hop. Turn off the music. Sing during church. Don't sing during church. And then there's that so common thing that we keep forgetting to do. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Golden rule. Would it be a shift to live by in the next week? Love your enemies. Do not judge. Do not condemn. Matthew Clift. And I know we know these things. You don't have to have been brought up in the church to know these kinds of things. But do we live by them? Or are we just trying to follow the rules instead of living out the attitude that comes with these rules? Everyone matters. Every person matters. Now there's one more thing in this morning's Bible reading, and it's a fun thing. Give will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Again, it's the attitude, and it's kind of fun to say that. Maybe this could be one of your sayings, your phrases, your colloquialisms for the week. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. And when you say it, you kind of got to lift your leg a little bit there. I did that. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And then it'll be put in your lap. But pressed down, shaken together, running over. There's a fullness in that. There's an abundance in that. Plenty for you. Plenty for everybody. That's the attitude. The fullness of community. Together, attending to one another. By doing that, we make the world a better place. We make our community better when we engage in reaching out with love as our agenda. We make the church a better place when we practice not only hospitality, but true attention to everyone. The agenda of grace is love and acceptance. And when we live out that agenda of grace, love and acceptance, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it falls back into our lap. Do to others as you have them do to you. Everyone, friends, enemies, enemies. Remember these words that I shared with you. It's words of a student from 20 years ago, and I know they didn't make it up. Other people have said it, but this student had not heard all of the rhetoric. They just asked the question. If we love our enemies,